Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The news continues at 5:22. The fate of DeJuan Ferguson, the man accused of killing his 9-year-old special needs son, goes to a St. Louis County jury today.
Christian Ferguson had a rare genetic disorder and required extensive care. DeJuan Ferguson told police Christian disappeared June 11th, 2003, while being taken to the hospital in a carjacking. The prosecution contends DeJuan Ferguson, who had sole custody of his child from 1998 until his disappearance, failed to provide medications and nutrition that Christian required to live. Prosecutors presented some 30 witnesses, including home health care nurses and siblings, that painted a picture of neglect by DeJuan and his then-wife, Monica. Dr. Catherine Grange says Christian, at one point, went 10 months without being seen.
After March of 2003, did you ever have any more visits with Christian Ferguson?
No.
Did your hospital try contacting the Ferguson household for follow-up visits?
My notes indicate that Nancy Brody, the dietitian, spoke with Kim Nero again, or tried to speak with her in April and May, and was not able to get a hold of anybody.
Did she also try to call the Ferguson household and left messages?
Yes, that was her. She said that in her notes, yes.
And did those go unanswered?
Yes.
Dr. Grange, if a patient is experiencing those symptoms, that would mean he was entering into a hyperammonemic crisis. Would your hospital protocol have been to wait and take him in themselves or to call 911?
If he were obtunded, unable to be aroused, or showing any severe neurological symptoms like that, we would want the family to just call 911.
And did you instruct the parents of Christian Ferguson of those concerns and those necessities?
I believe they knew that over the many years that they followed him.
If Christian Ferguson had been up all night vomiting and he did not receive medical hospital intervention, how long would he be able to survive?
Without medications or nutrition or fluids, maybe 48 hours to 72 hours at the most.
If Christian Ferguson did not have his G-tube in his stomach and was moaning and his eyes were rolling in the back of his head, would that be indicative of him entering into one of those hyperammonemic states?
Yes, it would be highly suspicious that that was happening, yes.
And if those factors were present, how long would Christian Ferguson be able to survive without hospital or medical intervention?
Maybe 24 hours.
The jury is expected to get the case later today. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
It is 5:25 and you are listening to Total Information AM. We've got more news on the way, including potential problems in the skies for those of you who may be flying out for the 4th of July weekend. Stay with us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.